This is an hourly reminder to think only good about everyone. It is 25-04-23-07-49. Dr. Fluno brought out the evils of criticizing others. The definition of God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. Love is defined as nurturing, bringing to fulfillment and wholeness. Mary Baker Eddy and Christ Jesus both represented love all the time. They were both severely attacked. When Jesus was crucified, he had only a handful of people attending, only one of his 12 disciples, his mother, Mary Magdalene, and a couple of others. He taught around 40 or 50,000 people, including women and children, in just two different sessions, and fed them all. Nobody came. He healed Lazarus, raised him from the dead, Tabitha. Healed 12 lepers, or 10 lepers. Nobody came. Ones who represent the truth, which is not already accepted by the human so-called brain, is rejected. I am not going to be a part of that. I'm only going to look for the good in others. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, "And let us make man in our image and likeness." And then it says, "God made man in his image and likeness." So step number one is we have to open up our thought to the truth. The first quote at the beginning of Science and Health, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Words of Jesus. The second quote from Shakespeare, "There's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." How are we going to think about others? Good or bad? Love or hate? In Unity of Good, Mary Baker Eddy wrote an article. Love your enemies. Who is your enemy except the one that you have in your thought as an enemy? They may not even be thinking of us as an enemy. Mary Baker Eddy asked one of her students, "If you go walking down the street and you see people that are in need, what do you do?" He was silent. She said, "Are you a Christian Scientist?" He had to admit, no, he was not. Because he then had a wake-up call and realized what he should be doing, and he wasn't doing it. Are we doing it? Are we thinking about everyone in a wholesome manner? Jesus was asked by a Pharisee, and a Pharisee is supposed to be well-educated. He said, "What is the greatest commandment?" If you haven't looked up the word great, you should do it. It's a very significant word. It is overused in the English language, and it's not really used for what it really is supposed to be intended to mean. Jesus answered the Pharisee and said, "The first commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." He's basically saying, you can't love God unless you're loving your fellow man. It says in the Bible, if we don't love our visible, we cannot love the invisible. Mary Baker Eddy was hated. Christ Jesus was hated. Christ Jesus had two or three people that went to the tomb after he'd been in there for two or three days. Mary Baker Eddy, all of her so-called loyal people permitted the board of directors to have destroyed houses that she lived in, statues that were put up in her memory, and particularly a very valuable pyramid that was the largest piece of granite ever mined in the New Hampshire Granite State, and moved. They had it blown up, buried the pieces in multiple locations so it could never be put back together. It prophesied her. The Great Pyramid of Giza prophesied Mary Baker Eddy. They didn't want any record of it. They took her picture out of the textbook that she published as soon as she passed on, December 3, 1910. They changed the textbook. They changed other books she wrote. They violated the manual. Almost every major provision of the manual, they immediately violated. The church is all but extinct because they separated the discoverer from the discovery. And they controlled the churches, and they were not supposed to control any of them. Only the one in Boston, as an individual separate branch church. They were not supposed to control any of the people or any of the churches, and they did everything. Controlled all the people and all the churches. The people that really progressed basically left the church. All the really excellent practitioners left the church. Because she was violating all the rules. They wanted to be a Christian Scientist, not a slave. Are we thinking about everyone as a slave, or are we loving them? If we think of them as a slave, then we are malpracticing against them. We're not loving them. We either love or hate. We must love everyone. We must not have any ill thoughts. Mary Baker Eddy said we must settle any dispute we have with anyone immediately. She said, don't ever go to bed and having an unsettled dispute with someone. Our thought is what changes things. If our thought is rotten, then we're going to have a rotten problem. And problems only grow when they are ignored. They're only solved when there's an effort made to do it. And they are smaller and easier to solve if we do it ASAP. Therefore, I am committing right now that for the next hour, I will not think evil about anyone. And in 1 hour from now, I'm going to remind myself to do it again. Mary Baker Eddy reminded herself every hour of the kinds of things that are said in this treatment. Man is a compound idea of God, the compound idea of mind, the complete representation of mind. And that's divine mind, not a mortal mind. Divine mind, the only real mind there is. Mind is where it all begins. That's where the light comes from. If we don't have the light on, we're not going to understand anything. If we don't understand anything, we're not going to be conscious of the importance of loving our neighbor as ourself. And we must not think of Jesus as God. A Pharisee asked him, Good Master, What shall I do to attain eternal life? And he said, Why call me good? There's only one good, and that is God. And then he answered the question. The answer to the question was, since he was rich, he had to sell all he had and give it to the poor, and then follow Jesus. Well, he rejected the idea and walked away in disappointment. Is that what we're going to do? Are we going to worship materiality? Are we going to worship and make a god out of food, shelter, or clothing? Our job, relationships, other people? There's only one God. It's the same one that Jesus worshiped. Jesus was worshiped. Jesus was loyal to the one and only real God. How about us? Are we going to be loyal to that one and only God? Another definition of God is on page 587 in the glossary. The first one was from chapter 14 recapitulation, which is a summary of chapters 1 through 13. And that's the end of the science and health. And then the part that is titled Key to the Scriptures begins on page 500. And that covers chapter 15, 16, and 17. And 18 is the gloss, is the testimonials, fruitage, which includes 486 healings from 85 people. Just under 7 healings apiece. Have we had 7 healings? Have we had any? You have to love if you want healing. Love means a life of giving. When you see anyone in need, you should think about, how can I help them? Talk to them. Find out. Because money is usually not the problem. Having too little money is usually not the problem. Having too much money is probably more of a problem than having too little. Because then it's probably really a god. But that's not our business. What is a god to someone else? Our business is, how are we thinking about them? Are we thinking about them as being an idea of God? Being perfect in every way? Are we going to make a lemon into a lemonade? Turn our bad thoughts into good ones? Hopefully we like lemonade. If we don't, whatever we like, we've got to turn it from something sour into something that is good. There is not a single problem in the world that cannot be solved through a better understanding of God and man, and the relationship between God and man. That will solve any possible problem that could ever be dreamed of. One of the most brilliant practitioners, next to Mary Baker Eddy and Christ Jesus, was Frederick L. Rawson. He said, our purpose on life is to make other people happy. He started every treatment with stating that all things are possible to God. We have no competition in anything we're doing. God doesn't have any competition. How can we? Genesis states that we're the image and likeness of God. So we don't have any competition. The only thing we need to be focusing on is perfection. If we focus on perfection, we can penetrate any opposition, and there will be no competition, because perfection is there attracting us if we have our thought in the right place. We need to be conscious of perfection. That's why it's so important to be constantly reviewing the definitions of God and man. the three quotes at the beginning of the textbook. The third one is from Mary Baker G. Eddy. It says, "Oh, thou hast heard my prayer, and I am blessed. That is thy high behest, thou here and everywhere." Mary Baker Eddy prayed continuously because she lived a life of prayer, lived a life of reflecting God. That's why every hour she stopped whatever she was doing and reminded herself that that's exactly what she needs to be doing all the time. Thinking good about everything, only looking for good, only acknowledging good as being real. Anything that is not good is a lie. She defines good on page 587. She defines it as God, Spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omniaction. And omniscience she defines as omni-intelligence, omni-wisdom, and omni-knowing. The other definition of God that I was referring to on 587, the same page as the definition of good, in the glossary, she says, God is the great I am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. As noted, you definitely need to look up the word great. It is very unique. Most people do not understand what the word means. And she says, the great. God is the great. I'm totally grateful for everyone in the Bible and all of Mary Baker Eddy's writings, everyone else that did excellent writings that I've learned from, the characters that sacrificed their life, particularly grateful for the ones that pursued Christian Science even though they were attacked. I feel I'm just getting started, and I've been in Christian Science since birth. Since what is described as birth on this planet, I shall now recite a diapason of heaven. Mary Baker Eddy wrote these prayers for her students in her 1898 class in the Metaphysical College. And when they graduated from that 1898 class, they had earned a CSD degree. Doctorate of Christian Science. And she says we should recite these often. Often. We could recite one every hour if we want to remind ourselves to keep our thought on track, like Mary Baker Eddy did. I will recite it now. Diapason of Heaven with a focus on love. Declare often, love is my God, and my God is love. Good is my God, and my good is love. Love is my God, and my love is good. Love is my principle, and my principle is love. Love is the law of my being. Divine love is enthroned in my consciousness as my God. This is the Word of God. Amen.